Hey everyone, I'm Angela, an intuitive and emotional mastery mentor for purpose-driven high achievers to master your emotions and trust the power of your intuition so that you can create and have the resilience and unwavering confidence to become an impactful influencer to create and leave a lasting legacy. Welcome to the Impactful Influencer Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the Impactful Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Angela Blaha. Please like, share, and subscribe so that we can grow and share more valuable information with the entire world. All right, this week's topic is, ready? Triggers. Unraveling moments of impact. Now, I know I can hear you say, I don't really like that subject, but I know that it's crucial for our evolution to take a deeper dive. So here we go. What if triggers serve as catalysts for the discomfort arising from our internal awareness of self? Really? That's what they are. So the ego, driven by a desperate need for familiarity, resists change and it clings desperately. It hangs on to what it perceives to be safe. So amidst significant shifts like what we are having right now, like we are experiencing some major shifting going on, the ego fiercely opposes these changes. And it prompts us to take a step back from various aspects of our life, like relationships, jobs and business, people around you. It makes you pivot and change. These big giant shifts, you know, they're wanting us to pivot. And the ego is saying, hey, hold on. No, let's take a moment here. I'm going to trigger you so that you don't move forward. Oh, so exhausting, isn't it? And it leaves us feeling completely overexhausted and overwhelmed. So most of the time, when this becomes too much, the nervous system becomes overwhelmed and we just give up. We retreat. We take a step back. The real problem arises when we take this step back, but we don't become aware of where we are aligned and where we are not. We don't actually take a deep dive into the trigger to say, oh, okay, I can transform this. This no longer is needed. Literally, this is the action step that needs to take place. When we feel this way, but we are so exhausted that we tend to ignore it, and all that does is perpetuate the problem in years to come, in the future. This internal conflict between the soul alignment, which is really what is driving these big shifts right now, is the souls are literally saying, look, we got to align here. And the ego's inclination towards safety can be transformed by acknowledging that triggers are activations. They are literal activation. So this opens the door to profound evolution. We need not be tethered to outdated beliefs or endure internal turmoil. Instead, what if we actually embraced the potential for growth? And what if triggers were actual potential for growth for both the ego and the soul? Because the soul is going to help you leap forward if we can get the ego to go. So in times when we sense impending change and, you know, we're out here seeking our new voice, we're finding our leadership roles, we're looking at our purpose and our legacies, it is crucial to recognize the ego's attempt to hold on to certain values. Understanding what we truly value becomes paramount. especially if we're looking to do, big giant leaps. Reevaluating our values, especially amidst the current paradigm shifts that we're going through, empowers us to embrace change rather than remain stagnant. So right now, we are being faced with many, many decisions about what we have taken for granted for eons. The way that we communicate, not only with ourselves, but with others, how we respect each other and ourselves. We have to start asking ourselves, do you value excellence and your genius, your strengths? Are you authentic, or do you hide behind something that you're so afraid of that stops you from being seen and heard? Do you value chaos and trauma more than thriving and calmness? Do you have a value statement about yourself? And do we even know what your core values are? I'm saying that we really need to start reviewing these ideas and concepts regularly, like daily. Then the ego cannot keep you stuck. If you're actually reevaluating all of your value systems every single day, because we should be changing every day. Reflecting daily on what you value and asking yourself piercing questions about yourself and about what you do really value. And is it your value, or does it belong to your family or somebody else, society in some way? I can tell you that when you do this kind of evaluation daily, the world will determine your ability to thrive or linger in turmoil and staying trapped with the ego. So, looking at the bigger picture, the ego perpetually seeks validation to maintain its perception of safety. It uses the external world as a mirror, or it projects itself into the external world because its need for affirmation. And it projects that onto people, it projects it to places, to things, any way that it can find validation for itself. So to break free from this cycle that we've been in for thousands and thousands of years, asking ourselves what we truly, truly want and embracing the discomfort of uncertainty is essential. We cannot make giant shifts in our consciousness if we don't embrace the discomfort and the uncertainty of what lies ahead. Without a clear answer, we remain aligned with the ego. When we're unwilling to, like, literally take these big shifts, we just stay trapped, susceptible to the ego's manipulative tactics. It takes courage, and courage is required to take big leaps in consciousness, to take big soul leaps, to jump timelines. And it takes courage to confront our triggers. So, turning triggers into opportunities for growth, challenging the ego's position, its narrative, its stories, its traumas that it's hanging on to keep us from transforming, enables us to move beyond its constraints. And when we embrace positive change, and we're in this cycle of reviewing what we value, and we actually create boundaries that hold what we do value, what we really heartfelt value, That's where freedom lies. That's literally where freedom is. It's when we can constantly be updating our value systems and creating boundaries around that freedom. Your freedom lies within those boundaries. So let's see triggers for what they really are. They are pivot points, but we can use them to our advantage. And they have far-reaching impacts, not only on your life, but there's a ripple effect that happens when we pivot. So feel free to pivot because that's what 2024 is all about, pivoting. And triggers don't have to be that scary. We have more fear about our success than we do our failures. And triggers can actually propel us into deep, deep success. So, thank you for joining me here on the Impactful Influencer Podcast. Again, please like, share, and subscribe so that we can grow and share more with the entire world. Thank you for joining me.